Welcome. Welcome. It's wonderful, wonderful, really wonderful to have you all crammed in here this evening. If I was to ask you, why have you come to this carol service? I suppose I would get a myriad different answers. Probably as many answers as there are people, yeah? Some of us might say, I've come this evening because I believe. I believe that love came down at Christmas, and I'm grateful. Others might say, I'm here this evening because I want to believe. I'd like to believe. I'm searching. Yeah? And still others might say, I'm here because, well, I'm not really sure why. I guess it's because I always come. I just always come to the 9 lessons and carols at St. Edmund's. It's just what I do. But you know, I think that beneath the surface of those different answers, there is perhaps something deeper which has drawn many of us here this evening. It's difficult to express it, but perhaps beneath the faith or the doubt, beneath the nostalgia or the tradition, there is, how shall I put it? Yeah. There's a scream. But maybe there's something else too. It says here there is, anyway, so... Perhaps there's something else drawing us. Perhaps it's a sort of a longing, or a hunger, or an intuition. An intuition. A hunger, perhaps, for that peace. You know that peace that always seems just outside our grasp? Or a longing, perhaps, for that assurance that we matter, and that our lives do have a meaning and a purpose. Or an intuition, perhaps, a hunch that here somewhere in this Christmas story, here in the story of a baby and his journey from cradle to cross, here in this story somewhere is the key to unlocking the meaning of it all. Well, if any of that resonates with you, then let me say this. Let me say to you what the angels said to Mary and what the angels said to the shepherds. Notice that they said the same thing. They said, fear not. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid to acknowledge your hunger for something more in life. Something really real in life. Do not be afraid to listen to your longings. Your longing for peace. Your longing for purpose. And do not be afraid to follow your hunch. Follow the Christ child. Because he will, through his life and his death, he will unlock for you the deepest meaning of it all. And that deepest meaning is love. Love. And I don't just mean soppy, hearts and flowers, romantic love, by the way. Wonderful and all as that is. No, I mean the kind of self-sacrificing, self-giving love we see embodied in that Christ child and in the man he became. I mean the kind of love that meets you where you are, sure, but does not want you to stay as you are. I mean the kind of love that has high hopes, big plans for you. I mean the kind of love that goes the extra mile, love that turns the other cheek, love that does what we least expect it to do. I mean love that shatters your illusions, but doesn't leave you disillusioned. I mean love that overturns tables when necessary, love that stands up to bullies, love that pays the price. I mean love, the kind of love that not even death can hold. That love, ultimately, is what all this Christmas hoopla is all about. That's what all the carols and the readings and the mince pies and the decorations and all the rest of it is for. It's for this one, to remind us of this one saving truth. Your hunch is right. You're not alone. You do matter. You are forgiven. You have a purpose. You are loved. In short, love did come down at Christmas. And love will lead us home. Love will lead us home. And that's all I got. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas.